I wanted to ask that question one that I couldn't ask the other day about Ekadasi. That is, the sinful reactions take shelter in grains on Ekadasi. So how can we practice Ekadasi on this day or this day? Doesn't it have to be very, very strict?
I told Samarth Krishna and Bhujan Prabhu Girraj that Ekadasi and Mahotsav, all Mahotsav Janmashtami and all others are coming in 2 days. One day yours and another day our whole Gaudiya Vaishnava. So there are some differences. He told that he had done it in computer system. So you can do that. Any, that should be one phase. So you are in ISKCON. So you should do like ISKCON. At that day you cannot take, you should not take grain.
So it doesn't matter about the sinful reaction?
No. It depends on faith. You should have faith on that.
You said it's a matter of faith, but we have faith that you're in connection with Krishna, so you know the right day.
So I'm giving you direction that you should obey anyone if you are in my mercy, in my full connection. Then I might have said you that you should do according to me. You are there and you have to be in connection with this one. And they are doing so much prachar, you will have to see for the whole world. So you should live according to them. So it is not hard in my life.
Okay. Vrindavan has a question.
You have no question?
No, I have many questions, but she never gets an opportunity.
She has a question. She wanted to ask if you look up in Govinda Lilamrita one verse, the translation.
Not now, then another time, but it's
because you see, it only has this in its transliteration in English.
But
so
what is the meaning?
It will be very hard. We are not sure if the meaning is sound, doesn't sound quite right.
Sounds like a funny translation.
Seems like the translation may be incorrect.
What is the slok number?
It is chapter Sukh Sari Star, maybe chapter 17, text number 46.
46?
Yes.
And what?
I can read it.
And you can read it.
It won't sound like Sanskrit. Susubhur Achara Jagya.
I don't want to disclose Govind Lilamrita in so fast. These are we ready, but tell our mind that don't tell to anyone, and so that ear cannot hear. These are like mantra. What
Sukhkarijar
said? I thought that I will be quite free on this day. And chant and remember.
Oh, this is remembering. This is something. This is so nice.
What chapter?
Chapter 17. ancient Scottish town.
17?
Maybe.
B2 or Diamond?
I'm not 100% sure. We think it is 17.
Because his chapters might be different.
What does it mean?
Because we have funny translations.
You want to know what is this translation of? Then the beautiful and passionate widows of the demons, slain by the Lord, celebrate great feasts and orgies. Is the word in English? Surata. It's an English word, term is orgy. With a band of aborigines. In these horrible activities, nevertheless, offer prayers praising the spotless, pure, transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna.
What was not understood?
Is that the correct translation?
I just want to know if it's correct.
What you understand by this?
We wanted to know if this is the correct interpretation.
You are understanding this meaning?
Yeah.
You should tell. Okay. What you have understood?
From the English? It says, you want to say?
What you understand? Tell me.
That in the case of Govardhan, the wives of the demons that Krishna had killed, they come and they have some festival with a group of aborigines.
Why festival?
This it doesn't explain here.
Why festival? The peasant has been killed and they are doing festival there?
They are also doing surata.
Is it? What that means?
Surata means meat sambal, right?
Why their husband has been killed?
Yes.
There is a fact of sorry.
Yes.
Why they are making so empty?
Because they are demons, their husbands, and Krishna killed them?
Bakasu. Tunavata. Yes, he has been killed. And their wife has gone to Govardhan. In the case. What they will do?
This, according to this,
natural.
Lament.
Natural thing.
Natural is to lament.
Lament, yes.
They should be for their husband. No. The reality is telling that they have gone to kill Krishna. No. But they have been themselves killed. Krishna has killed them.
The husband.
Their husband.
Yes.
Krishna has killed them.
Yes.
Now, all the members of their houses, of demons, has fled away from their homes. And they have gone to jungles in Govardhan. And they have taken shelter, hide themselves, so that Krishna may not kill us, so they have hidden in the caves of Govardhan. Their wild rice, pulindi, and pulindi lives there. So, now they have taken shelter of pulindi. So, they are protecting them. Don't fear. We will protect you. They are giving food and protecting them. But they are weeping. How do they are weeping? That the Krishna has killed them. No, How can Krishna dancing with gopis? No? In such a manner, very good manner. Oh, Krishna has more pankha. And he was blowing slow, very sweet. Peacocks were dancing. Kaku are doing kuhu kuhu. Some very little rainfall was going on. Very, very little. And cool wind was blowing. Lady Chameli and all others were blossom. Air taking their freshness. Became mad. And going like dancing. No? In this way, Krishna was dancing with them. They are meeting and telling in song. No? In verses. And telling that at that time some Kachur, my husband, just went there. And he took gopis on his shoulder and fled away from them. But Krishna and Baladeva stopped Sira and ran after him and caught hold and so here they are weeping but singing in a weeping manner. In the Indian widows, you know, weep like in this system. Anyone can not? Understand whether they are singing or weeping. And they are very poetical terms. They eat off. So they are at that time and pulling the istri, female, wife and daughter are don't see,
consoling them, giving them consolation.
They
I think
they are
doing really wrong.
They are not wrong, but you will have to understand it. The best thing, it has been telling
well, the
orgies
is wrong.
No,
that
is what you say.
They have gone in the caps of Govardhan. Why they can? By fear of Krishna. And take shelter in caves. And in caves, Pulindis are pulling where they are. They
calm them, console them.
Console them. But they were believing that Krishna has how Krishna has killed. They were weeping and singing in sorrow. Tears are coming.
But this, in English, this says that those widows of the demons were having surata with the pulinda.
Surata is wrong.
Yes.
So that's
it. It sounds like as if the demons' widows were having some
illicit sex festival
with the pulinda men.
Who?
That's
the meaning here is wrong.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought is wrong. Completely
yes,
wrong.
Is this?
Yes. This meaning is
Govardhan is so glorious. Why glorious? Gopis and Sakha, they always sing the pastimes of Krishna directly. What to say?
Even the widows.
Even the widows.
Yes.
By fear. And after their
in their mourning, they are singing.
They are going and singing the songs of Krishna.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful Krishna. And dancing with gopis.
So that's right.
Is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, my husband went there and brought a cycle.
This festival in
Greece. Yeah, you got it backwards. You got it backwards. And the horrible activities is what is that?
What are different. Not at the second day, third day, fourth day. Pulindis are protecting them and giving
them something
to eat.
Taking care of them.
But they are waiting and waiting, telling the pastime from Krishna.
Yes,
is the meaning.
This is a very beautiful meaning.
This one was
not a very good meaning.
I didn't like it.
Something is incorrect.
It is opposite.
Yes, exactly.
If anyone will be killed, mm-hmm. and his wife will do some
yes.
hope,
yes.
and it is peace
yes.
and love, it is absurd.
Yes. Yeah.
So this meaning is
yes.
wrong.
Incorrect meaning.
I think that so many persons will not tell what I have told you. Without experience, anyone cannot explain.
We cannot get the deep understanding. We see that.
My second question goes with that. Is that in the Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Only some names. I will have to chant and do. Today is.
Nothing is
to
very quick. In that story, Krishna and Balaram were having lunch together with the one he just told, with mm-hmm. Sankasita together, and also it says here that Krishna and Balaram are having rasa together.
But what is this?
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Chaitanya Bhagavat. Here. But we always thought that Krishna and Balaram didn't do rasa together with the gopis.
He says the two brothers, Lord Krishna and Balaram, performed rasa dance with the gopis in the same place in Vrindavan on the radiant full moon night of Holi.
Chaitanya Bhagavat is written?
That's what this says.
No, it's minute.
It must not be right there. It's the very first chapter of the first volume.
The meaning is not.
That's what I wondered.
Krishna and Baldev in the same time, in the mm-hmm. same place,
they never
did the same gopis.
That's what it sounds like.
But what about when Shankar Chuta was killed? Wasn't Krishna and Balaram both there?
Huh?
When Shankar Chuta was killed, Krishna and Balaram were both there or not?
Separately there.
I see.
And that was not Ras, like Ras.
Okay, but this says Ras.
This also says that all the cowherd boyfriends were there.
Yeah.
Enjoying themselves in the midst of the beautiful maidens of Vrindavan.
That would not be Ras in any way.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is Ras.
They are playing it together. It may be.
Mm. Playing Holi. This says Holi.
Holi. Holi.
But
in Holi
is not Ras.
Sankachur was in Holi.
Yes.
So but they
said
in Holi at the time of Sankatur, everyone was there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Both parties.
Did they have, they had no rasa dance.
No.
Just playing holy.
Just doing it as we do.
Yes.
All father, mother,
everybody together.
Children, all everything.
Everybody pink and blue and
but rasa dance never.
No. The rasa dance is wrong.
That's part of it.
So they perform holy together.
Always remember, rasa is your rasa. Baldev cannot enter at the time of Krishna and Gopi. Even Nityananda does not touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he is mood of Radhika. How he can enter in Ras? It is absurd.
So when they both have Ras, it is always separate.
Gopis are another.
And when Baladev comes back to see Vrindavan, when he returns to Vrindavan, he has Ras only with his gopis? So how does he give consolation to Krishna's gopis? How can he console them?
He can give. After that time, all will come and he will come to.
In a different mood. At a different time.
As a younger brother.
Older brother. Yes.
Give consolation to his.
Yes. Like father.
Like father.
Yes.
Different mood.
Mood should be different.
Completely different.
Maharaj, can I ask you a question about Nisringa?
Yes.
Nisringa Chaturdasi. Generally, in the literature we're reading now, it says that if you're following the Raganugabhati, the maidservants of the gopis, you should only discuss those topics. Yet on days like Nisringa Chaturdasi, Vamandev's appearance day, etc., the day is generally meditated on that incarnation. So is it all right for us to meditate on that incarnation, or how do we see Nisringa Dev in relation to what we're doing with Raganuga?
As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done, at the time of Baradev, he was first.
Murari Kutukar.
Then became Baradev. He thought Baradev, remembered Baradev, all Lila became Baradev. At the time of Nisringa Dev, Oh, it becomes so clear. Doing so, at the time of Ram, he became as Ram, Nityananda Prabhu as Lakshman, and Sita Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, Raman has stolen Sita Devi, I'm just kill him. So he told his all companions, Murari Gupta, Damodar, and all others, and they became like Hanuman and all Sena. Army. And with them he marched towards Lanka, and he took off some plants in their hands, and they all jumping and going out
like monkeys.
Monkeys, and they went to Ravan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did so. So we should follow that Krishna. These are the pastimes of Krishna. But anyhow, we should be inseparable of Gopi Bhava.
No.
Everywhere.
In Hansadutta, the leader is rebuking all the avatars. When she is Lalita Devi, when she is rebuking, chastising Krishna why he should come back, giving so many reasons, she also speaks to him in each of the avatars. She says, as Ram you did this is very cruel. She connects their Leela with Srimati Radharani.
With whom? Develop our heart to realize all the facts. We cannot realize. No. So what are helpful to you, you should think on it. And go on great way. You are senior most.
Only theoretically.
Huh?
Not in reality.
She's very senior.
All the old ladies. No white hair. I'm the baby. Look, only for a second. No, I'm still there.
Maharaj, I don't know if you want to discuss this. I don't know if you want to discuss this today, but every day we sing Sri Guru Charana Padma.
You want to?
No, how to get deeper into it, the deepest meaning of it and feeling of
what,
it.
What meaning?
Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. How to get the deepest feeling and understanding of that bhajan, worship.
Bhakti Sadma. No? Sattva means, sir? About. Guru Dev's lotus feet is the god of Parvati. Bhakti, now we should remember what is called bhakti. There are so many kinds of bhakti, but especially of three kinds. Sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. For sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti is of two kinds. Vaidhi bhakti and
Raghana.
Bolo.
We can go, but she cannot.
Nana,
we
you work again. Totally my 2 hours.
You were already answering the question, Sri Guru Charana Padma.
Oh. Seva. Then?
You said there was charana.
I told you that bhakti of three kinds, sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti, prem bhakti. Now come down. Sadhan bhakti of two kinds, radhanuga and vaidya. No? Then come down again. No. Sadhan bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, sadhan bhakti. Vaidhi sadhan bhakti are of three kinds. No? Sangha siddha. Arok siddha, and Sam siddha, three kinds. First,
Arok siddha.
Working? Yeah. Arok siddha bhakti is not Sam siddha. Sarok siddha bhakti is only Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. These are Sarva Siddha Bhakti. In the guidance of Guru, having Sambandha Gyan, living all kinds of offenses, abhas, and anarthas, when we surrender in the lotus feet of Gurudev and in his guidance, we are doing bhakti. This is called Sarva Siddha Bhakti. At that time, no offense, no namabhas, and having relation with Krishna and Radhika, knowing all the of Gyan and relation of Krishna, what is bhakti, then it will be Sarva Siddha Bhakti. Then chanting of Harinam, hearing the past tense of Krishna, remembering the past tense of Krishna, being in Vrindavan, Sarva come today, and all these are Sarva Siddha Bhakti. When there is not Sarva Siddha Bhakti, but it seems that it is bhakti, it is called Arok Siddha
Bhakti.
How did
you get this
to me? How
did you get this to me?
Then there is no Sarva Siddha Bhakti. You understand Sarva Siddha Bhakti? Where there is no Sarva Siddha Bhakti. But yet we think that it is bhakti. Like we are distributing books. No? We are making gardens. We are
taking care of cows.
Cows.
Teaching children.
Teaching ordinary people. Ordinary
way.
Things. Mm. These are not Sarva Siddha Bhakti. But anyhow, it helps something for Sarva Siddha Bhakti. So it is called Arok Siddha Bhakti. It is not bhakti, but it has some little, what?
Well,
some little relation. Gradually it will go up to there. So it is called samyukta bhakti. But if they have no relation with sarvasiddha bhakti, then they are not arusiddha bhakti. To give education to children, it is not sarvasiddha bhakti. But in classes, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You give them prasadam. They do so many things.
Teach them Gita.
Gita and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And they are preparing themselves for doing bhajan. And you are injecting them. For sarvasiddha bhakti. But yet, it will be called
sometimes in order to encourage the devotees in regard to what you just said, Prabhupada would say, he would write letters, just distribute books and you'll go back to Godhead.
These are arosiddha bhakti.
But you said just now that first, when you were speaking, you said if you were teaching but not teaching Gurukul, ordinary teaching,
then it is not
it is not even
arosiddha bhakti.
Only if it is teaching some connection to Krishna.
Maharaj, I'm teaching computer. It's nothing to do with bhakti. What to do?
Because you are doing it for sarvasiddha bhakti. You are doing. But for your support, for feeding and clothing,
yeah,
you'll have to do something,
yeah,
for your even nirvana.
Is this my gona bhakti? Is it the same arop and gona?
Gona.
Yeah.
Gona is
like in Brahma Samhita,
like combined with karma and jnana.
Yes.
Karma jnana,
subsidiary activities that are necessary to maintain the body.
Karma jnana sambandhi.
Yes.
These are arop siddha. And sangha siddha. Sangha siddha means not sarv siddha bhakti. But when it is with sarv siddha bhakti, it is called sarv siddha bhakti. As sinadabhi sunicha. Saro rapi sahisunna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Sinasu dapi sunis is not bhakti. But if any good bhakta, rasik bhakta, is doing vairagya, then it is called also bhakta. ठीक से बातचीत नहीं हो सकी सब घेर रहे
ओनली
द क्वालिटीज आर नॉट भक्ति टू टेल नॉट ए लाइफ टू टेल सत्य टू बी जेनरस to give any charity. These are not bhakti. But if a bhakt gives to them, or he follows in vairagya, that bhagyan, vairagya, are not bhakti. But yet if he is following, then these are sangha siddha. But if bhakti is not doing so, another person is doing so, he is very generous. Any karmi vyakti is generous. He don't
humble charity,
all thing is there.
But now bhakti.
But touch. Then it will not be samyukta.
It's not samyukta.
Then comes the sarvasiddha
bhakti. Are they in that order? Sangha, then arupa, then.
Guru will all control and tell you all these things. No? Then Raganuga Sasan Bhakti. Guru will tell and control you. Then Bhav Bhakti will come and at last Prema Bhakti will come. So the lotus feet of Gurudev is Satana. Satana means abode of all bhakti.
What does it mean when he says that just distribute my books and you go back to Godhead? So the devotees think that if I just sweep the floor and I think of sweeping at the time of death, then I'll go back to Godhead, even if I don't reach Raganuga, Bhav, and all that.
It is to create that interest. By seeing, interest will gradually come and they will. But if they are only seeing, it will not go. They should must certainly follow by form, please.
Is it also to give them entrance? Because they don't have any means to come in, so you say, you do this thing, and then they will come up, and then another step.
For example, if you read Bhagavad, you can have wealth, you can have children, you can have swarga.
It is an encouragement for them.
Only to
encourage them.
For India. If a man has interest, know all these things are.
Also, some hope, some shraddha comes that if I do this, I will get something better.
Only to make them encouraging. Anything more?
Well, I wanted to know about the whole song, how we could. So, but another time.
And today, and also to us,
first thing. Oh.
Today I wanted to be
quiet.
Alone, calm and quiet, no meeting, nothing. But yes, you have come from so many distances. All are coming, so I am bound to tell and.
So we should go now then.
How can I say?
We'll say.
You should understand.
You are very intelligent.
He is most dark.
After I hear five times, I get the idea.
He is also most.
You know in the end, she already knows how to eat.
Darling daughter.
When we ask him, Krishna will go with his floor and cow.
To get them started in their body. But yes, but all the people who, they have nothing, no knowledge of anything about Krishna. So when this person who may not have any knowledge themselves gives this book, isn't there also some benefit that comes because Mahaprabhu wants to give some knowledge to these people?
Okay.
Even though the person himself is giving may not even have proper motives. So benefit comes back. Even if he's ignorantly giving, some benefit comes to him from that by Mahaprabhu's desire?
Our any activity is not Sangha Siddha, are okay.
Yes.
All are for pure devotees.
Say again?
For pure devotees,
yes.
Their all activities are Sangha Siddha.
Yes. And for us, all activities are Aropa
Siddha. For unqualified persons,
yes.
All that. So, Siddha Bhakti is also our
opinion. Who is senior? Both. You both?
Who is senior?
In
you are age, he is senior.
No, we don't count. We count from Sri Gurudev. You?
Mansarovar.
You should always Maharaj, what Maharaj?
Oh, you are being so clever today. You are playful today. Now what will I do?
Huh?
Now what will I do? Do I have to pay some bribe?
For this?
Yes.
For this?
Yes.
What question? At once.
You mentioned in previous conversations or in the...
Only 1 hour.
1 hour. Okay. That Raganuga begins with Nista, but it doesn't seem like we're on the platform of Nista. So it doesn't seem like we're on the platform of Ruchi either. So how is it that...
It is not certain. A prostitute may have Raganuga. If he hears the Rasik Vaishnava Harikatha, even she has not taken any diksha right now, but yet if he has grace, then he can come in the Radha. But it is surely that Raganuga doesn't come in. When Raganuga will be, it is a very, very thin ruchi. Understand?
So we get special mercy then?
If you have grief, you have special mercy. If any has. And that grief has some kind of sentence. They will not listen any other words, orders, anything, obstacles, anyhow, by step or by anything. They will want to have that thing. To listen that kind of harikatha. To know how to achieve this, there are so many things. No rules, more rules and regulations.
If I may, I'd like to ask a personal question about my service. I'll be going to Bombay in a few weeks, and you said that the instruction of painting by Prabhupada was temporary. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that I should just preach in Bombay, and when a structure is formed for a picture book department or art department, then I should resume that again. But according to what you're saying, I should not paint anymore?
No, I'm not telling anything.
What are you saying?
I only think, so, if anyone has grief, he will like to hear all this of Raganuga Bhakti. How Raganuga Bhakti has achieved, attained Anurag, Raganuga Bhakti, like Raghunath Das Gupta. Always hearing and chanting of Radha, Krishna, Gopi, Prasannata. Always. Yes. So, they can't do any, but their mind will be there. As if, kuch bachne ke liye de dun? Mangwa dun?
No.
Nahin?
शाम
को मैं तो कहिए तेफ्तियार दे दूंगा
नहीं तुम्हारे समझ में आएगी आप इंग्लिश में पढ़ा रहे हो
हाँ अंग्रेजी में पढ़ रही बात आई बात
that the mind should be there but you can do anything as long as your mind is in the proper heart.
When reading Srimad Bhagavatam, he will want to hear only the parts of Srimad Bhagavatam. You see, the Harikatha is regarding to Gopi and Krishna.
So when we preach to the general masses, we have to preach on a lower...
There you cannot tell. When I go to preach, I tell Prahlad Maharaj, I tell Krishnamurti Maharaj, first, second, third, fourth, sixth, ninth, 11th, 12th, canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all this.
So how do we remain fixed in Krishna and the Gopi Katha when we're preaching the other?
Then a day will come that gradually your preaching will be also in connection with all this. Two kinds of harikatha. Vaidhi bhakti is fast preaching. And Raganuga is true by heart. So